Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is Dan Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for a list and give you my picks for the top 5 games of that list. Now, this is show number 2 of the kind of the Wayback Machine, where, again, every year I like to go 5 and 10 years back. Last show, I gave you the top 5 of 2011. Now, I'm going to give you the top 5 of 2016. And as much as I thought 2011 was a great year, 2016 is a ridiculously good year in gaming. There are 13 games in the top 100, including 2 games that are in the top 10. This also has an amazing game from both Star Wars and Star Trek. So let me give you a few also-rans here. Star Wars Rebellion, which is a great kind of one versus one game where the Empire is trying to find, basically playing episode 4, the Empire is trying to find your base and you're just trying to stay long enough and get enough as the rebels, you're trying to stay alive long enough to be able to just get enough systems on your side. It's also Great Western Trail, which is an amazing Euro game. Yokohama, another good Euro game. Tyrants of the Underdark, which was a really cool deck building game. Takes deck building in a little bit of a different direction where it's got area control and deck building together. It's a shame that I know that Gale Force 9 got the D&D license back. I think they had lost it. I think they got it back as well. They've got an agreement. So I'm hoping maybe it only saw one expansion, but maybe we'll get another one for Tyrants of the Underdark, which would be great. Role Player also came out this year. This was kind of just a game about making your kind of D&D character and the way you get points and such. And then they put out Tyrant Role Player Adventures, which is coming out any day now because the Kickstarter was last year. Now you're going to be able to use something with that character to play in different adventures. But Role Player came out back in 2016. There's also Hero Realms, which is kind of a fantasy version of Star Realms, King Domino, Quadropolis, Mystic Vale, First Class, Valeria Card Kingdoms, which is another great deck building game. And of course, another great entry-level game, World's Fair 1893 by J. Alex Caverne. That game is so light, so great. So without further ado, I know I mentioned 100 in there, but we're going to get into my top 5 of 2016. So number 5 is Clank, a deck building adventure. This is for 2 to 4 players. Another deck building game, plays in about an hour, a very medium weight kind of deck building game. This was designed by Paul Denon and is put out by Renegade Game Studios and also by Dire Wolf Digital, kind of partnership there. Now in Clank, what you're trying to do is you're using the deck building and the different cards. And on the cards, you'll have kind of money to be able to buy more cards. You'll have kind of power to be able to fight different monsters and such. And you'll also have kind of movement points, and the expansions kind of add a little bit more to it. But those are the main things that are on the cards. Now, the cards will come out in this kind of center row, and monsters will be out there as well. You're trying to move your little piece, your little meeple, into the dungeon, go as far as you can, get one of the artifacts with as higher amount of points you can, and then get your butt out. Now, the whole while, anything that you do that's pretty major, and some cards will have it on there, you make noise, and that's what the word clank is for. Anytime you generate clank, your kind of chits or your health cubes will go into a pile, and then eventually monsters will come out, which will trigger kind of the dragon or the big bad kind of awakening. And then you'll pull out, depending on how far into the game, you'll pull out a certain amount of cubes. And there are regular black cubes that do nothing, but then your cubes of your color will be in there and other players' colors. So as you're pulling out your color, you're getting damage. You can heal it throughout the game, but once you get to a certain point, you die and you're basically eliminated. You can't really get to out of it. You're not necessarily, quote unquote, eliminated from the game, but it's going to be a lot harder for you to win. Now, usually what ends up happening is you'll get to the top. Somebody will get their thing, you know, get the artifact and get to the top. And then the timer is kind of on, because anytime it comes to their point, they're basically, you're pulling more chits from the bag or more cubes from the bag. So it does have that frenetic pace to it. So just very, very cool game. There is an app for Renegade Game Studios has kind of their own app, which does let you play this one solo. There are a few expansions. There's Clank in Space as well, which is a completely standalone game, which came out a couple of years after this one. But Clank, a deck building adventure, just a really solid, very lightweight game. Number four, back to Dan's Euros, as I love to say. So this is a heavier Euro. This is by Flamina Bersini, Virginio Gili, and Simone Luciani. This is Lorenzo Il Magnifico. This was put out by Cranio Creations. And this one's kind of a brain burny, but just an absolute amazing Euro game. 2 to 4 players, plays in about 2 to 2.5 hours. Again, kind of a medium to heavier weight Euro game. What's really cool about Lorenzo, it's a tableau building game where you have the 4 different colors of types of cards, and then you kind of have a different way to run your kind of engine. You've got end game cards, you've got other cards that kind of power up other cards, but you've also kind of got these, you have these leader cards. It's another aspect of the game where you have to fulfill certain things throughout the game to get a pretty powerful bonus. This has an app to it, and it's also available on Yukata, so you can check out both of those. You can check out on Steam or on Yukata. But man, you're basically rolling 4 dice a roll at the beginning of the round, just for one person to roll the dice, and that's what the number of the die is for. Everybody has these different 4, the 4 same kind of color of their family members, and then you're putting your pawn out onto the board in certain places, and just kind of adding cards into your tableau and managing your resources. Then it takes place over 6 rounds, and after the 2nd, 4th, and 6th rounds, you have to be judged by the church, so you have to have enough of the piety to be able to spend to not get excommunicated, because anytime you do get excommunicated in those rounds, it's a big, huge, a big thing that hurts you throughout the rest of the game. But boy, is this such a fun game, Lorenzo Magnifico. Again, a little bit of the heavier weight, but it is a lot of fun. Number 3 is Mechs versus Minions. This one came out of nowhere, basically, in 2016 by Riot Games, designed by Chris Cantrell, Rick Ernst, Stone Librand, Prashant Saraswan, and Nathan Tiras. Plays 2 to 4 players. It's a co-op game. Plays in about 1 to 2 hours. And it's a lighter to medium weight game. I like to say this is kind of a lighter one, but there is a couple of little things that are going on in the game where, but it, being that it's co-op, everybody can kind of help everybody else out. But what's cool about this game is it's played over about 7 scenarios. It's in that kind of League of Legends universe where you've got really cool, like each player has their own character from there. In the minions, kind of you have the mechs that your characters are on, and then there's minions that are coming out that you have to defeat. But there's 7, I believe it's 7 scenarios that you're trying to go through. But each time you're kind of playing, as you're playing, you're adding cards to your own little tableau. And it's kind of like you're running kind of your action queue from left to right. Now you're pumping up the actions, making them stronger, and then changing some of the actions. So you're kind of planning as you're drafting. In the first scenario, there's no real time limit. You're kind of working as long as you want with your partners to figure it out. Then later you're up against kind of this, and spoiler, you're up against kind of this hourglass, which is all the time you have for everybody to kind of go in order and get their actions and get their cards, because you're kind of drafting cards and kind of moving your tableau. And as you're kind of moving cards, different things are going to happen during the scenario. Is going to move, you know, maybe your action number 2 goes to your action number 7, but you have everything planned out as to what you're doing. Since it runs from left to right, if you happen to move number 2 and number 7, man, that could really screw up your whole plans, because you have to basically go, you're running your actions. So your guy may go forward, may go left, then go backwards, and that just screws up everything, and then different attacks. So as the minions are coming on board, the different scenarios, you have different things like trying to area control or just to eliminate all the different scenarios or get a bomb off the board or a bomb to a certain place. Man, really, really cool, really fun. Just seeing how much fun it is to see how different wackiness it takes, especially when you're playing with your family and kind of, you know, each person's kind of doing their own wacky thing as you run your tableau. I can't recommend this one enough. Maybe a harder to find these days, because I think they only printed about 70,000 or something like that, but which seems like a lot for board games, but I'm not sure how easy it is to find. But man, this is just one of the coolest things that came out. And they definitely, when they put this out, they kind of produced this at a loss. I think they only sold it at $70. And when you see this huge box and the amount of miniatures are in the game and how nice everything looks, boy, this game is absolutely great. This could have been, you know, these top three can be pretty much in any order, or this whole five, you can kind of roll them up and, you know, shuffle them up and just deal them out in any order. But that's my number three right now, Mechs versus Minions. Number two is Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle. This is another co-op game. This is by The Op, and this is by designed by Forrest Prezan Creative, Cami Mandel, and Andrew Wolf. I think Andrew Wolf is kind of the lead designer on this, and they've put out a few expansions, and they've kind of put out a similar one in this vein to Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle. There's a Toy Story game, and I'm not sure if there's any other IPs, but this is a deck building game, 2 to 4 players, again, co-op, plays in about an hour, about 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the earlier campaign, or the earlier scenarios don't take very long, but it is a lighter weight game. I played this with my daughter years ago when it first came out, and we still do play this one to this day. You're playing through all the different kind of years of being at Hogwarts. Now, the first couple of years, if you know how to play deck building games, you can skip to like year 3, I believe is what it is. Now, throughout the game, you're kind of using your standard deck, and everybody's got a character they're playing, whether it be Harry, Hermione, Ron, et cetera, et cetera. And expansions add some more to it. I think I have Neville in there as well. You know, you're adding different things to your card, you know, different cards to your deck or different people from the Hogwarts universe or different items. And you're trying to kind of, you have to take out the big bad in each one of the scenarios. And all the while they're trying to get up all the kind of the bad points and doing different things and kind of messing with your deck or hurting you in different way, attacking you and getting some of your life points back. But just really cool how you're adding cards to your deck and just playing with it. And then once you complete one of the years, you go on to the next year, and then you've got to kind of reset your deck, and then more cards will be added to the main deck. And then it gets a little bit harder because there may even be 2 or 3 villains you have to defeat. And they also do their own thing each kind of one of the rounds. But boy, really fun. Of course, I say that a lot. I apologize saying how much fun everything is, but these are my top five. But this is a great game to play. I highly recommend this. If you like kind of playing family co-op games, and especially if you're a Harry Potter fan, this one is absolutely fantastic. The number one game from 2016 is probably no, there's no secret of how great this game is and how much I love it, but Terraforming Mars came out in 2016, and that is my number one game for 2016. This is a 1 to 5 players one by Fricks Games and Stronghold Games. Plays in about 2 hours. It can play a little longer, a little shorter, depending on how you know the game. There's also a Steam app version and an iOS app, so you can play this one very well. The game itself, as much as I do love it at solo, it's best with either probably three or four. There's a kind of a draft variant with kind of the cards. It kind of takes a little bit longer, but it all depends on what kind of a player you are, whether you like to higher randomness or less randomness. So maybe it is a little bit better with 3, but it is a medium weight game as well. But in Terraforming Mars, you're just doing that. You're trying to terraform Mars. On the board, you've got a board of Mars, and there are oceans. You're trying to get the levels of things like heat, oxygen level, and the oceans onto the board, and you're playing cards, onto your tableau or to do different actions to get cities on the board or, greenery or put other different things out there, oceans out there, and it helps to get your income to go. But what's really cool about this, and you really need to play this one with the Prelude expansion. I hate putting games on here that require an expansion, but it's just such a great game by itself. But anyway, so there is Prelude expansion. There's about 4 or 5 expansions, but that's one that I think is kind of the necessary one because it helps you get a little bit more of a head start to the regular game, where it kind of gives you, there's more corporations, and then there's these Prelude cards, which gives you, a little bit of something. You're kind of, you get dealt a certain amount of cards and you only keep a couple of them, but it gives you a little bit of a head start in there. And each one of the corporations plays in its own way, gives you kind of your own player power, which just also makes it absolutely great. So there you have it. I mean, Terraforming Mars is just an absolutely amazing game. I can't recommend this one enough. Even if you're not a huge Euro game, I recommend you at least try it out at least one time, or you can just try it. There's a really good tutorial in the app itself, but Terraforming Mars is just an absolutely fantastic game and the number one game from 2016. So the top five, number five, Clank, A Deck Building Adventure. Number 4, Lorenzo Il Magnifico. Number 3, Mechs vs. Minions. Number 2, Harry Potter, Hogwarts Battle. And number 1, Terraforming Mars. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Hey, if you have any questions or if you want to give me your top 5 of 2016, please feel free to comment on this episode on MajorSpoilers.com or go to the Major Spoilers Discord to add some more comments and let me know what you think. Or, of course, go to the site for tons of other great podcasts and content by Steve and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan, the board game man, and you can find me at GeekJockDan on Twitter or on the Geek All-Stars podcast or on the Munchkin Land podcast here on Major Spoilers, where I do a twice a month 10 to 15 minute board game news show. You can also find me as a contributor to TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. And of course, I'll be back soon with more board game top five goodness. But until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.